Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they all saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord. All good things must come to an end. We know that very well. In our lives, many things come to an end. We have the Easter season, in which we are reminded of Jesus Christ, who died for us, then rose from the dead. But it ended when he rose and ascended to the Father. But he said he wouldn't leave us alone. He said that he would send his Holy Spirit among us. He would send his Holy Spirit among us to work miracles, to do amazing things. But that time when Jesus walked among us and talked among us came to an end. All things come to an end. And when we see that something has come to an end, it can be difficult. It can be saddening. It can be disheartening. We're losing something, something good that we know. But there's something even greater beyond that. There's something even better. The apostles were told by Jesus to go to the mountain where he would ascend into heaven. And they were there. Yet they did not believe. They doubted what was going to happen. They doubted everything that had happened. Could it be real that Jesus really rose from the dead, that he is now standing here in our midst? It is real. And we ourselves doubt so many times. Could it be real? Could what I'm experiencing actually be happening? And it could be something good too. Maybe we think it's too good for us. Maybe it's something too special for us. There's no way that this could be happening to me. I'm not that special. And yet we doubt. We doubt that Jesus Christ really said that he is here among us. We celebrate the Holy Trinity this weekend. Now, I am not here to give a dissertation on the Holy Spirit. As much as the newspaper that you'll receive at the end of Mass says that I did well in school, yes, I did well. I graduated. That's what matters. Don't ask me my GPA. That's not as good as others. There have been many other people, many better people than I, that have written on what the Holy Spirit is and what he isn't. But I can tell you this. The Holy Spirit walks among us. He is here. The Father is here. He has sent his Son, body, blood, soul, and divinity. He is here in the Eucharist, and he will come again today in the Eucharist. The Holy Spirit, sent from the Father and the Son, is here among us. He is walking among us, blowing through the air that we breathe, giving us, each and every one of us, the life breath. He is here. I believe that. And yet we doubt. Yet we doubt and say, could God really be here? We look at the world today and we see the destruction, the turmoil, the sadness, the despair. The list goes on. And we ask, can God be here? We have offended him so many times. We have hurt him so many times with our own actions. Could he really be here? And he is. And yet all good things must come to an end. Why do I keep saying all good things must come to an end? If you've read the bulletin, we're 2 weeks away from my ordination. This is my last homily here as a deacon. This is my last Sunday here where I will celebrate with you as a deacon. In 3 weeks' time, on Father's Day Sunday, I will return, but not as a deacon. I will be a priest. And it's because of your encouragement, it's because of your support that that is happening. Yes, it's been 26 long years of life, and it's only going to get longer, I know. Many people have already said, you're still just a kid, I know. My grandmother reminds me that every time I see her. So does Monsignor. But that's okay. I'm excited. I know you're excited. Everybody keeps asking me, are you ready? And I said, yes. Are you nervous? No. I'm ready for sleep. But I am here to tell you that, yes, even though good things come to an end, it is necessary that they end. Because beyond the good things, the things that we can see right now in the imminent future, is even greater things. Things far imaginable by you and I. So even though good things come to an end, and it is difficult to let go of those good things, greater things are coming to us. When the apostles stood there on the mountaintop and saw that Jesus was leaving them, they were saddened. They couldn't believe that God would be leaving them, but he wasn't. And so we have to look forward to the future with hope, with faith, with love, knowing that someone special might be leaving our side. Someone special, like God, might be leaving us bodily. He's not going to be walking and talking among us. Yet, he said he would send his Holy Spirit. And God made radical promises in our first reading. He said that through Moses, that God took these people out of the world, and made them his own. God makes radical promises. And so, when we see that good things end, we have to have faith that he is still here among us, and that he keeps his promises, that he will not leave us orphans, that he will remain among us until the end of the age. Keep the faith, keep the smile, keep the love.